Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
I am? Well, I guess I usually am on fire. Yes, I'm burning up, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, the subject of the invasion of the United States is one subject that certainly can make it very easy for you to burn up. And no wonder. Of course, one gentleman who has spent a great deal of time and a great deal of effort and money producing documentaries dealing with this interesting situation is John Clark. John Clark is with the Americans for Immigration Control, and he now is getting ready to release another video. And of course, you remember the last one, the current one that's still out there, America, Law or Anarchy, certainly contains some of the more shocking material, some of the most shocking material to date, and that's nothing. So let me right now introduce to the microphones again, after his long hiatus, John Clark. Hello, John.
Good evening, Rick. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm all righty. It's been a long time since we've talked to you, and I know why now. You've been very, very busy, haven't you?
Yeah, I went down to the Arizona border. I figured I'd go down and take a look and see about the progress, the so-called fence that the government's been saying that they've been building. And also the Simcox fence, the so-called fence, the Israeli-type fence that Simcox was supposed to build. Uh-huh. And I hadn't been down to that area since the Minutemen first started in 2005. So I also want to see for myself this fence. So I also wanted to go down to do the investigation thoroughly on the rancher, Ray Bowden, if you remember. He was a rancher.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his brother were fired upon by Mexican military.
Yes, yes.
This was about 2 years ago.
Right.
And
in
we
the Coronado Forest, I believe.
Some people in Congress,
mm-hmm.
and they wound up calling him a liar. Now, I found out down there why a couple of people call these ranchers liars is because, number one, the Cochise County Sheriff's Department tried to make Ray and Bill look like the bad guys, like
mm-hmm.
they were terrorists almost,
mm-hmm.
Because they were down in that area. Also, Chris Simcox called them liars, and they listened to that just, a while back. Now, this is just, outrageous. Now, first, let's take the fence. The fence that they had down there before was a mishmash of different types of fence. They had steel plates. They had, which may be 17, 18 feet high, and they just used grappling hooks to throw over these walls and go over. So I figured with this new fence, this is going to be a Israeli-type fence, a double-tier fence like they have in San Ysidro down at San Diego on the east side of the port. They have a double-tier fence.
Yeah.
And I got down there, Ray and Bill directed me, where it was, and I got down there, I said, are you kidding? This is the fence? Two screwdrivers, and you can climb over the fence. The fence is easier to get over than the old one. All it will do is stop vehicles. Now, Ray climbed over that fence in 10 seconds himself. I have it on film. Now, there is about maybe 2 feet that the fence is inside the border, so he was all right climbing over the fence. He was still in U.S. territory. And we drove along the trail. There's a road right alongside the border fence that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers developed many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's open to the public. Public can drive along. It's our tax dollars that paid for it. And we rode along for about 6 miles, and we came to a sign that says, do not enter. And I said, what's this? And they said, the Bureau of Land Management controls this part.
All right, hang on, John. We got our quick break, and we'll resume this story when we return in just 3 minutes with John Clark of Americans for Immigration Control. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only here at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep. Fan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, and we're back with John Clark. And John, you were just talking about this sign, the Bureau of Land Mines, or Land Management, rather. I'm sorry. What was it exactly?
Yeah, it didn't say Bureau of Land Management, but I asked the two ranchers that were riding with me, I said, why can't we go any further? They said, that's controlled by Bureau of Land Management. Now,
But there were no signs.
What's interesting about where this is, this mm-hmm. is right near the San Pedro River, where most of the drugs and the illegals go through. And I said, well, why can't I continue? I have my press credentials. They said they will drag us out of the car, have a spread eagle on the ground if we go down there, which is outrageous. I mean, here they can still climb over the fence.
Yep.
And the coyotes and drug smugglers in Mexico are laughing because they said, we're there building the fence. We don't use that anyway. And they said, it's a joke. The fence is not going to work. And I'll tell you one reason why.
Mr. Chertoff has said he is reinforcing the border like there is no tomorrow. He is putting every available man, woman, and child on that border. Well, believe Chertoff, don't you?
There are a lot of Border Patrol agents down there now, okay?
See? There you go. Chertoff
is
doing
it. There are a lot of Border Patrol agents, but I talked to them. First off, a lot of them wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah, I can
and
imagine.
I finally found a supervisor who was a good friend of the chief of the Border Patrol in another area, and he realized I was okay, and he started telling me he was an old-timer. He's getting ready to retire in a couple of years.
Yeah, yeah.
he said that the Border Patrol agents coming in now have more, and they have to hire people that are bilingual. But he says a lot of these kids that they're hiring have more allegiance to Mexico than they do the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have the fox watching the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was just so disgusted what's going on. But not only that, this source that I down there, was Hispanic descent, owns a business, told me that 40 tons of drugs have come through the Naco port alone, 40 tons. Now, what good is any fence? And the reason why it's going through is because there's so much money involved. Mm-hmm. Customs agents, Border Patrol, upper echelon Border Patrol are being paid off by these drug cartels.
No doubt.
I have a customs agent, retired customs agent, on camera telling me how a couple of customs agents were busted making $50,000 a month for waving semis through of drugs. Upper echelon Border Patrol in cahoots with these drug cartels. The drug cartel will say, hey, look, we got a shipment going through X area. Well, they'll move their assets over to another area and let the drug shipments go through. The government officials are just corrupt. I don't want to say who it is, but there's somebody who's been down there for 12 years operating in an official capacity who the FBI knows has been helping smuggle drugs through, but he's allowed to do it. And I asked the customs agent, why is this man allowed to do this? He said it sounds like a black bag op by the CIA. Our government has been involved with this drug smuggling for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no sense in building the fence down there because they're just going to pay everybody off. The only thing we could do is we have to put the military on the border on a rotation basis. We have to incorporate all the high-tech equipment that we have, ground sensors. They can knock out the cameras. But they've told me and they've told the ranchers down there, we don't care what you put up. We're still going to find a way around it. We'll go under it, over it, around it, whatever we have to do. But the fence that they have built up, that the people have spent millions of dollars, of tax dollars down there, is a joke.
Yeah, well, it was intended to be a window dressing to pacify
it's a joke.
The American public.
And this fence that Chris Simcox was supposed to build, there's 34 poles standing in the ground with no wire on it. Ray, the rancher, pulled one of the poles right out of the ground. Now, people keep giving money to these people. Mm-hmm. It's just beyond me.
Well, you see, he did put
it's
the
fraud.
Pole. He put the poles in the ground, and so send more money, and the fence will go up.
It was for the
press
conference.
Idea.
It was for the press conference. Look, I'm going to build an Israeli-type fence. There's 34 poles sticking in the ground.
Horrible.
A year and a half later.
Horrible.
The only thing that was built there was a farmer's ranch, a little cattle fence, and Ray said it was put in wrong anyway. It was put in backwards.
Mm-hmm.
But just a barbed wire fence, a regular cattle fence was put in. But yet they were trying to collect $55 million for a new fence.
Oh, my.
So everybody's
goodness.
Got their hand in the pot, trying to grab as much as they can while they can. Our own government, if they wanted to, could seal that border in a second. The Israelis have done it. They've sealed their border. Why can't we do it?
Yeah, their border extends all over the Middle East, yeah. But we are not defending our integrity, our national borders. We have no border, and we know why.
I mean, so many people are upset because of this omnibus bill when they cut out so much of the defense budget. There's still $1.2 billion, but it's at the discretion of our old buddy Chertoff.
Exactly.
Now, why isn't the fence being built the double tier like we wanted, like we have in San Diego?
Mm-hmm.
They said because Border Patrol only wants the fence in the urban areas. In the outlying areas, they want the high-tech equipment. You know, the ground sensors, which I agree. I would rather see high-tech equipment that was operated properly and done properly and get rid of the graft that's going on down there. I talked to one congressman, and he says, we've got thousands of cases. We're trying to stop the corruption. I said, you can't. There's too much money involved. And then we give money to the Mexican government. We just gave them how many millions or billions of dollars to stop the drugs?
Yeah, right. So-called anti-drug
border
money.
In the mountains, they're growing the pot right there, mm-hmm. 30 miles.
Right there. Right around the corner. Yeah, it's a sham. It is absolutely a sham. Now, all of these things are going to be incorporated into this new documentary that you'll be
finishing. In this documentary, I finally got the footage of the three Mexican military coming down the hill. Ray and Bill yelling on video. They have guns. And they're shooting at us. You can hear the truck bouncing. They were doing 50 miles an hour over a road you can only do 10 miles on. This is the proof. Okay, this is also going to be in the film. Naming names. I have a customs agent naming a top U.S. politician involved with the drug cartels. You know, it's just, you know, for the almighty dollar, we're losing the country, Rick.
Yeah, and you, by the way, have placed yourself in quite a bit of harm's way here because you know the money's involved and the graft involved and what people will do to prevent the word from getting out. And this is something that will be getting out in your documentary, won't it?
Of course. And
so, have you had to endure any direct threats?
No.
They're
No threats.
They're watching.
But, you know, one thing that's very interesting, what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, when Sonny Bono first came to Washington, D.C., everybody wrote him off as a clown, you know, because of Sonny and Cher. They thought he was just a comedian. But he was really sharp, and all he cared about was his country. And what he was working on, and what people don't realize, is he was working on trying to stop the drugs coming across the Mexican border. He's dead. Jim Traficant was trying to get the military on the border. He's in prison. Now, I don't know if that's a coincidence or what, but, you know, every time we can't get the military on the border, we can't get a secure Social Security card, we can't get EVS, Employer Verification System. We've got, you know, the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Finally, Lou Dobbs has jumped on the Southern Poverty Law Center. What a fraud this man is, Morris Deves. We just have so many enemies, and we've created so many more. And with this race, you know, the presidential races, it's a joke. You couldn't find worse people if you look for them, the people that are running for president.
Well, you saw Tom Tancredo.
Tom dropped out. You know, he wanted to make a point. He wanted to get the immigration issue. No, he felt he really didn't have much of a chance. They were going to do the same thing as they did with Buchanan. You know, and they did. The media just shunted him aside.
And then, of course, he turned around and handed it to the former governor of Massachusetts.
Romney, which a lot of people are very upset about.
Romney,
Same thing with Jim Gilchrist. Jim Gilchrist has endorsed Huckabee, one of the worst people there is.
Mr. And, Illegal himself. Draped in the cross of Christianity, no less.
Oh, yeah.
That has to be a real double insult.
I know people in Arkansas that are just furious. Well, not just Arkansas, all over the country. Huckabee, are you kidding? But here we go with the CFR members, CFR media, that's going to put whatever they want. They're saying, oh, yeah, this guy's ahead,
there
this person's behind. And they're going to put whoever they want up there. Now, one thing that's interesting is Ron Paul has gotten, you know, a lot of money, you know, $4 million one day, $6 million another day. It would really be something if he was elected. It would really stand him on their ear because
they
petrified
are
that afraid
point.
Of anybody outside of their control.
That's right.
Definitely afraid. I mean, that's why they were afraid back in the 90s because they were afraid of Mickey Mouse from Texas. Ross Perot.
And you know what happened to him.
This film is really going to expose the corruption and the futility of offense. And the fence there, you know, like a friend of mine says, two screwdrivers, you climb over the fence. Just put one in each hand and just climb right over. It's easier to climb over than the old fence.
You know, we have the enemy within. The enemy within is more dangerous than the enemy without. When we come back, I want to discuss that with you and open up to callers if they have a question or a comment. John Clark is my guest. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only here on www.republicbroadcasting.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. 885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Okay, we're back now with John Clark, and he's produced a number of videos, I know. We've been using his previous one, the one that's still out there now, America, Rule or Anarchy, Rule of Law or Anarchy. And, of course, what will the title of this upcoming production be? Have you decided yet, John?
No, don't even have a working title. I'm putting together a teaser to take up to Congress in a couple of weeks to show some key members of the Senate and House what's really going on down there. And I may go down to the border with a congressman, down to the Texas border, getting some contact with some of the ranchers.
Yeah, you mentioned that to me privately.
Yeah, and there's a I talked to a woman in Tombstone, Arizona, a business owner, and she says, John, something has to be done. She says, I'm tired of living in fear down here. Why did they allow this? It's been going on so long, we're tired of it. All these illegals and drug smugglers running through my yard. And we can't do anything. We try to stop them. We have our own government down on us. We have the ACLU. We have the Southern Poverty Law Center, La Raza, and all these organizations that are jumping all over us. Please. And they're begging us. Please, stop this. Can you stop?
I'd like to focus in for a moment on the ranchers and the regular residential occupiers there. It's my understanding, of course, they're being bankrupted. They're not able to pay the taxes anymore because of this invasion, and they're selling. A lot of people are losing their property, and I'm wondering who's picking up that property and who happens to be taking the notes. Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I haven't heard. The only thing I heard was there's a man down there. I think it was in my, not the last film, but the film before that. Mm-hmm. He's an ex-Navy SEAL.
Mm-hmm.
He has a business down there. And he said that he's, one of the ranchers went down into this gully to clear out all the debris. And some men in civvies had machine guns and told him to get out of there. Otherwise, he was going to prison. Just directly to prison, do not, you know, pass go or anything else. So there are a lot of things going on down there. But, you know, with the drugs, you know, you can see this mountain range, you know, 20 miles away south of Mexico, and the ranchers told me there's lakes up there, there's irrigation, they're growing all the pot, they just bring it down the hill right into here. Mm-hmm. The Mexican military is firing mm-hmm. on the Border Patrol. I tried to drive along the fence, and they said, hey, you know, be careful. They're throwing rocks at us. And I told them about the ranchers being fired on. They said, hey, they fired us all the time. This is an act of war, Rick.
It isn't. It's a real war right here on our own soil, and the government is complicit in that war. Treason is the reason.
And there's another Border Patrol agent now that's being prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Nicholas Corbett.
Yes.
This is in Cochise County. Now, he shot and killed an illegal alien. His defense was that the illegal alien had a rock, was going to hit him with the rock, a big rock, and then throw it at him. And the two other illegals there denied it, said that he didn't. So this Reinheimer, the county attorney, is going to prosecute this Nicholas Corbett, first-degree murder. But there are pictures. Now, I'm trying to get a hold of the pictures of this illegal with a rock because the dashboard cam was on, which they didn't know about at first. They still now they know about it, but they're still going to prosecute this Border Patrol agent. They just don't want it to go national. They're trying to sweep it under the rug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Agents Compion and Ramos are still in prison. We're trying to get a release, trying to get them pardoned for Christmas. And George Bush has turned a deaf ear, totally deaf ear to them, while he's crusading around the world as the empire man, you know.
LaRosa is against them getting out. Lupe Moreno, his father, Lupe Moreno is out in California. She's of Mexican ancestry. Her father was a coyote, and she's been fighting illegal immigration for so many years because her sister's son was killed by an illegal alien, a spike driven through his head by an illegal alien.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was protesting at the Mexican consulate because a woman from the consulate shoved one of the Minute Women out there in California, shoved her.
Mm-hmm.
This is a woman from the consulate. Well, this man was so mad at Lupe because she's out there saying that, you know, we have to deport these illegals. He attacked her, jumped on her, hit her in the face, and then ran away. Now, unfortunately, they've got his cell phone and they've got his identification. But the police aren't going to do anything.
No, they will not. They will not do anything.
No, they can do whatever they want. Here we go with the Mexican consulate again. And the same with this Border Patrol agent, this Nicholas Corbett. Supposedly, the Mexican consulate down there are hiding two or three of these people that could testify that this Border Patrol was defending himself, but they have them in hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is going on all the time, Rick, but 200 incidences of the Mexican military incursions into the United States protecting these drug shipments.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see this video with these Mexican military coming down the hill fully armed, and then firing on my rancher friends.
And you look at the people.
In the United States.
And look at the scumbags in Congress right now, and you look at the Dick Durbins and people like that, Ted Kennedys, McCains, who have no shame, allowing this to go on in our own nation while they pontificate about the human rights of these poor little people that are coming across the border and deserve a better life. And here we are under a total military attack by the government of Mexico and its allies. All right. Well, we'll be right back, John Clark. Stay where you are. We'll take a call or two. 800-313-9443. Hop on the line now. Not much time. I'm Rick.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Yes, and by the way, let me ask a question. Are you in good health? Well, if not, RBN sponsor Heart and Body Extract can help you. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. That's the key. Plus, it's an all-natural product, as you know. There's no substitute. There's no artificial ingredients. There's nothing in there that is going to create a problem for you, but indeed, quite the contrary. I know I can testify personally to its effectiveness. So visit our sponsor today at www.hbextract.com. www.thehealingformularadio.com or you give them a call. 866-295-5305. The number again is 866-295-5305. And support Republic Broadcasting as well as we continue to expand along the way. Okay, so do that, and you can come online at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Or you can give us a call during the regular business hours here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And, of course, that's very simple as well. That number is 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. All right. Our on-air number here, as you know, right now, is 800-313-9443. And, John, if you want, we'll take a call or so. But before we do that, you raised the question, really. And I know you've been doing this for a number of years now. A lot of people don't know who you are. And, well, you've given up a very lucrative business, you know, in having to do with the entertainment world and various groups and musicians and so forth, because you saw the handwriting on the wall. The question you raised is really, what are we going to do, and is it too late, really? And I ask you that question based on what you saw there, what you saw personally and firsthand. Is it too late, or is America going to wake up?
If the government continues to sell us out, yes, it is too late. If they would do something, which it would take an act of God to do, then it wouldn't be. But like I said, the way it is down there right now, there's no way to change it around with the fence because of the corruption going on. There's just too much money involved. When you have $100 billion a year in drugs coming across our border, it's reaching so many people. And the fence is not going to work. A double-tier fence may work for a while, but like these people tell me down there, we don't care what you put up. We'll get over it, under it, around it, whatever we have to do. We'll get there.
And then we've got the legal illegals coming in, so to speak.
Yeah, and that's 40 tons of drugs coming right through the port.
That's 40 right. Tons. And what about Mona Island in Puerto Rico?
Mona Island, that's going to be in this new video. Mona Island, how, Mexicans hate Puerto Ricans and they hate Cubans for two reasons. Puerto Ricans can come here. They don't need any immigration. Illegal Cubans are rewarded for being illegal, for coming into the country illegal. They're given $9,000 in cash and free medical and low-interest business loan. Mm-hmm. They reach Mona Island off the coast of Puerto Rico, they're home free. The Border Patrol, Coast Guard, Air Marines have to pick them up, take them to Puerto Rico, process them, and then they get all this money. Hey, congratulations, you evaded the Coast Guard, you evaded everybody else, you made it home. That's because of the Cuban Adjustment Act. That has to stop. That has to cease. And the only reason is because they say they're coming from a communist country. Okay, well, Venezuela is communist in essence right now. Does that mean anybody coming from a communist party, we're going to give them cash? Say, come on here. Look what Castro did with the boat lift. Send all the criminals here. Emptied out the prisons, the mental asylum. Send them all here. So the American public has to get a grip and start sacrificing somewhere and say... we have them on the run to some degree, but that's only because the American people have stood up and said, hey, enough is enough.
Yeah, but it is just a phony hit-and-run type of thing because
we have to keep the pressure on because the corporations, you know, people like Bill Gates and all these others.
Right, exactly.
You know, the president of
Union
CEO of Intel calls Senate, hey, I need more H-1B workers. You know, I need them now. This is what we're dealing with. They have no allegiance to countries.
Yep. No, these people are definitely evil. They're soulless creatures in Congress, and they are the ones that are the ones who can stop it. And the American public has to demand they stop it now. And it really is we have the silent majority that is silent. And you know, silence isn't golden. It's
not
yellow. It's
not
yellow.
I'm just hoping they wake up in time, to put the pressure on the government, put the electronic stuff that we need down there, There's thousands of cases right now, they're telling me, of corruption on the border. Of course there is. And they won't, unless they can get that solved and wipe out these marijuana growing fields 20 miles south of the border up in the mountains there, what good is it?
Yep.
They're using that money to pay off all these government officials.
Right. We have La Raza, we have the Latino lobby that are not Latinos. They're criminals and Communist Party people organizing these events where if you demand the Pledge of Allegiance be read, you will be exited from the meeting. The police will not protect you. Police right. will do nothing about it, as we saw the other night on this program.
The Catholic Church. Don't forget the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
They are one of the biggest offenders on this whole program.
Oh, we've got a bishop here in my state who makes these great statements about being pro-life and being for this and being for that and against gay sex and all of this. And, of course, we have the same man coming out and saying that we must allow these people to come here to this country legally because it's a humanity issue. And I'm saying, fine, then open up the doors.
So they can fill the pews, and,
right.
and Catholic Charities receives 2/3 of their budget from federal and state taxes for refugee.
Dirty lucre. They filled out for dirty lucre, John, huh?
Yeah, and this phony Mahoney baloney, this one in Los Angeles, he's the president of Catholic Charities.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's always out there for the illegals. I'm Catholic, so I have nothing against Catholic. I'm just tired of the enemy, the evil forces taking
the enemy
over
within.
The teachers, the churches. You know, the institutions that we once thought were sacred are not sacred. They've been taken over. We are in a war with evil. You know, this has nothing to do with migrants or immigration or anything else. We are in the final stages of a battle that we knew was coming.
That's right. That's right. 800-313-9443 is the number. Let me say hello to Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Yeah, hi, Rick.
Yes, Doug.
Mr. Clark should be very reassured that the czar of Homeland Security is a dual citizen, anti-Christ, Jewish supremacist that has our interests at heart, I'm
oh,
sure.
Oh, yes.
And
we
will,
can see that, can't we?
Yeah. And he'll,
this
he'll
guy
do everything
should be in jail.
He can do to protect the dumb goyim. Like, I put my trust in him.
Yeah, well, he's also the one that put Jim Traffic in
exactly.
prison. And I really, you know, Jim
right.
was put in prison for fraud. But there isn't a person on that hill that couldn't be put in prison for one reason or another. But they went after him because he was the only Democrat that would stand up against these people on the immigration issue.
How long has he been in prison now? About 40, 50 years? I mean, is he going to stay there for 200?
No. Jim's been in...
No, I'm just, you know, being rhetorical here. You know
no,
what
no.
I'm...
3 years, isn't it?
How many?
I may be going to interview him shortly while he's in prison. Jim is a great patriot.
I know that. That's why he's in prison. That's why he's there.
Yeah. Well, like I said, he was trying to get the military on the border. And I remember
he was speaking out on a number of issues, John, yeah.
But he wouldn't kowtow to the powers to be.
And the same powers to be, this Chertoff, who's now head of this Homeland Security Department, is the one who is leading the prosecution against Jim Traficant.
Yeah, he's the one that put him in prison.
Absolutely. That
Not
tells us a
that,
lot.
Not only that, DHS has also taken over the Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands, which at one time was the Border Patrol's domain.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this Border Patrol agent on camera telling me how it's totally out of control. All these people are just flooding in from everywhere in the world, flooding through the U.S. Virgin Islands. They're flooding through Puerto Rico because they can only patrol maybe 40 miles of a 300-mile shoreline. Because once people reach Puerto Rico, they're home free. They're here in the United
mm-hmm.
States. It's obscene.
Who was it? Was it Cruz?
I don't see the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to take.
Oh, was it?
911 would do it. It didn't do it.
Was it Khrushchev that said, "We'll spit in your face and you'll call it due, the American public"?
We'll bury you. And, you know, they think Russia's good. Putin's still KGB. They're doing to us what we did to them with the Afghanistan war. We are involved in a war we can't win.
Yeah. All right, Doug, I didn't mean to drown you out there, but I just, I'm getting carried away here.
Didn't I exhaust? You've never heard me say more than three intelligent sentences. sentences in a row, has he?
All right. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Well, just, you know, all I can say is, as much as I love Pastor Hagee, I have to, I'm a Ron Paul fan myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a Hagee fan. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a fan of the Constitution. And
Huckabee is.
Yeah.
Huckabee's getting ready to go down there to San Antonio and join in a rally of the warmongers for Jesus rally with the fantastic Pastor
now, will,
Hagee.
I guess Irving Kristol will be there now. And
all the other
neo-canes.
Reformed mm-hmm. communists.
Yes.
The
Trotskyites, yeah.
Well, what do you call them, the wolves with their little, they put on their little sheep costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I'll be there doing as Jesus would recommend you
right.
do, kill everybody.
Yeah, that's part of the end stage game, too. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it, Doug. The empire is being expanded, and, of course, you know what happens back at home while Rome is burning and the barbarians come in. Thanks a lot, Doug. Gonna move along.
Thanks for listening, Rick.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
John, before we continue, what about Hazleton now and Lou Barletta? What's the latest on him?
I haven't
town.
Talked to the mayor in a while yet. I've been busy on this border issue and this film. But he did lose the case before, as you well know.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, but he said he would take it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. But because of his actions and a few others, mm-hmm. it's gaining momentum around the country.
Absolutely.
States, like I said, because of people like yourself and Lou Dobbs and others, we stopped the amnesty, which is a major, major...
Well, about three times it came back, three times.
But they're going to keep trying. They're going to go into recess, and they'll be back after the 22nd of January.
Yeah, they have the SAVE Act now they're trying to
SAVE
push.
Act. Now, I'll be up there when they come back on the 22nd showing them this new footage that I have. It'll be a teaser. And let's see what they have to say about what I show them.
Well, you're right about the emulation of Hazleton now. In every state, every community, there is some legislative attempt to fight the fight that the federal government deliberately is allowing to go on. And this influx of illegals is the responsibility of the federal government. Now, the communities are being criticized by the communist groups and all of these legal revolutionary organizations and being said that you're trampling on the domain of the federal government when, of course, the fact of the matter is the federal government has abandoned its legal responsibilities to the people of this nation. So the cities and towns have to fight back with whatever resources they have. And that means punitive measures against business, against industry, against these corporations. And here you have the Better Business Bureau types. You have all these big, corporations, you mentioned Bill Gates and a whole host of others who don't have any loyalty to our nation whatsoever. They're fighting against our border. They are making this possible. And the unions are doing the same thing, John.
Well, the FL-CIO, that's number one. I showed you, you have one of my films, American
yes.
Labor Betrayed.
Right, American Labor Betrayed.
Sponsored
yeah.
all the illegals at the Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
I was a member of the union for many years when I was younger, the Teamsters.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that they would hire illegals. Now they're doing the same thing as the Catholic Church. They're bringing them in, and all they care about is the dues. They don't care where the money comes from.
That's sick. That is absolutely sick.
Our country has just stooped so low, not the American people. I'm talking about these corporations and the hierarchy of all these organizations have just, they've been hijacked. We can't, everybody thinks that these are organizations that care about this country. They're not the hierarchy. It's just like somebody mentioned one time, I was talking about the Christian Coalition. He said, why are you bad-mouthing the Christian Coalition? I said, I'm not bad-mouthing the Christian Coalition. I'm bad-mouthing Ralph Reed because Ralph Reed is not a Christian. That's why.
Mm-hmm. And he was exposed pretty soon thereafter.
Yeah.
Another huckster, another money bag.
And I tried to work with Ralph Reed back in 95, and he turned out to be a snake. That's exactly what he is.
But you see, he was a poster child for this movement, and he's got a cute face, and this is what they use for the movement to try to raise money. You know, you're very perceptive, John. You're correct in saying that, you know, it's all about money. And Jesus himself, you know, warned us about this. The scriptures tell us, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And that is what we are seeing today, evil unleashed against us because of the greed, the love of money. Instead of loving God and loving his word and doing what's right and enforcing our borders and protecting what's right and protecting our liberties before God, we're abandoning him. And now he's saying, go ahead, you want to live like that? We'll let your country go right down the tubes. You sacrificed the truth, and you substituted mammon for me. And that's what America has stooped to, a cesspool now, a cesspool of paganism and false religion.
Come down here to Florida. Come to some of the malls.
Oh, it's outrageous. I don't have to even leave my own community.
Nobody speaks English. Everybody speaks Spanish. And, you know, they look at you if you do speak English.
Yeah.
You know, that, remember that
you're the oddball.
With the Indian, you know, seeing the polluted rivers and everything, he had a tear in his eye. Well, the commercial right now should be George Washington on his horse with the same tear in his eye, what they've done to this country.
I can't go down to the post office now without being deluged with a foreign tongue, and it's usually Spanish. And, you know, I mean, it's all over. It's everywhere.
Relatives of my wife's from Venezuela yell at me, why aren't you doing anything? Why aren't you doing? We know what Mexico is doing. I said, we're trying, but we're battling odds. I said, why don't you do something about Chavez? He had 1.5 million people in the streets.
Yep.
Because he has the power.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I'm back with you, John, and I want to recapitulate here what's going on. I know we're getting into the holiday season now, and a lot of people are preoccupied with that, and they're, you know, a little bit depressed and a little down because of what's happening to their country. And I don't want people to give up. I don't want people to just listen and get angry and say, what's the use? I'm just going to go and wait for the rapture now, get in my rocking chair, what have you, or go to bed. That's not why we're on the air, and that's not why I'm doing this show.
No.
I'm doing it to make people angry enough to do something about it, obviously, before it's too late, and to save themselves, their family, on a physical level. I understand the spiritual plane. And,
well, they have to do something, but I also want to remind your listeners that these illegals are not immigrants. They are criminals,
they should all
be rounded up and deported, every single one of them.
Right.
Okay, and my wife, like I said, is a legal immigrant. She resents it when they're called immigrants, you know, undocumented. I have a T-shirt that says that I'm an undocumented Border Patrol agent.
Yes.
You know, same thing.
Yes, unbelievable. I am a documented American, and like you said, people will steer you up and down if you go into that particular group of people and look, you're a white guy or a white woman, and you're surrounded here by 500 Latinos, and the half of them or more are not American Latino. I don't care if they're true Americans. That's not the point. But we're talking about people who have come here for no good reason, for no good intent, and we know that they are, as you point out, the drug money is, I believe, at the very apex of this whole thing, John. You're right. And the drug
money is
something you're going to expose.
You know, we don't care where people come from. You know, they want to come here legally, that's fine. Join in and assimilate, you know, become an American. And,
right.
You know, learn the English language. They come here and they want to bring their own culture that they ran away from, they want to bring here. I mean, how ridiculous can you get?
That's right.
I mean, we have our culture, the American culture, and if they don't like it, then leave. Get out, you know?
Well, they say this is Aztlan, and, you know, this is their land 40,000 years now.
Oh,
and,
right.
Yeah.
40,000 years ago. Actually, the first ones on Yucatan came from an island in the Pacific, Lemuria, I think that's the name of it.
Well, now, John, again, because we don't have too much time, we only have the short time that we have left, but we're looking to the new year and getting reinvigorated. What's the best way that people can help you? Now, the video's not released yet, but you'll tell us when, but they can go to the site, I guess, Americans for Immigration Control?
Yeah, they can go to immigrationcontrol.com.
Immigrationcontrol.com, right?
Right, and I will send you a copy of the video, and I think you'll really... So really, I mean, I can talk about it, but until you see this footage, it's just amazing that these Mexican military can come in and fire on American citizens, and then the American citizens are made to look like the bad guys.
I want to hear more about the politicians that you maybe in the future be able to talk about who are on the take. I want to talk about those greased palms, if we can talk about some of them. I understand, you can't say everything at one time, and I understand the situation legally, but I'd like to see some real indictments here. All right,
John. You'll see it in the footage in the film.
Fantastic.
Customs agent mentions who's involved, so.
Well, John, have a good Christmas and New Year's for yourself and your family. Take care, and bless you for your efforts and your great work that you're doing. We'll be in touch.
Okay, thanks, Rick.
Thank you, John Clark, and what a night, huh? All right, tomorrow night, Lord willing, we shall be back again for the final broadcast of the week before the holidays kick in here. Whether you believe in them or whether you use them or are part of them, it doesn't matter. That's just the reality of the calendar. And, of course, that affects all of us here in broadcasting. So, Rick Adams, thanking you for joining me tonight, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow night. So until then, have a good night, and God bless.
With